Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, have you ever been riding down the road and seen one of those billboards that says, "Real Christians obey Jesus"? Me too. Every time I ride down 75 or I head up north 75, I see these billboards scattered here and there and around the world. And I think to myself, okay, you know what? I bet that guy really meant well when he spent that money to put a billboard up that says real Christians, not like the rest of us, but I mean like real Christians, they follow the rules. I worry, though, that a lot of folks leave and think to themselves as they walk out of church and get into their car and head to lunch, what does it mean to be a real Christian? I mean, somehow, kind of in our own experiences, I think we all answer that a little bit differently, kind of like the way we answer the definition of things like love or leadership. We imply that change only happens when you're trying hard or when you're trying to be really good or you want to be a super Christian. The truth is that a dramatic change has already happened when you make faith commitments to follow Christ. But one of the greatest challenges in the church is that we don't teach clearly and repetitively what happens at the moment we put our faith in the finished work of Jesus the Lord. You see, let's just hit a few highlights. The Bible tells us that at the moment that we have a new identity, we are a new creation, that God sees us as righteous because of our relationship with His Son Jesus, period. Nothing you've done or ever can do is going to earn that righteousness. It is a gift of grace. You are a saint, redeemed, adopted as God's beloved kid. Right then, before you do a single thing, you're changed completely when you trust Christ. The trick is trying to live out that truth. And instead of exhausting effort to try and change and become a good person, I now see Jesus putting His arm around you and me and explaining that He's already done the work in us. And I see Him telling me that my sins are forgiven. I see that Jesus explains to me that all those things that used to be true about me are no longer true, that no matter what the accuser and Satan might say those things, they are dead and they're buried at the cross. I don't have to carry them around and they're not my identity. My new identity is in Christ Jesus. Friend, we don't have to grit our teeth and try harder to win God's favor and make Him happy. That sin does not have power over us anymore. Don't trust it because it doesn't have power. You've heard me say before, Satan has power, but he doesn't have authority. So you see, if I trust the Lord Jesus and let God love me, I'll please Him. Our faith and trust is what pleases God according to His own word. All I need to be a, quote, real Christian is to believe and trust that. I've been a follower of Jesus now for almost 5 decades. And during stretches of that time, you know what? You'd be hard-pressed to see that my faith was real, but honestly, Christ never left me. I simply needed to return to Him. Jesus talks about how we are to limit our ability to have peace because we don't allow Him to provide us with strength. He didn't mention a harness of legalism and works and all the things we have to do. He talked instead about a yoke, and that His yoke is easy. He said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry those heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Jesus wants you to take that on yourself. Trust Him. Have faith. He's done all the hard work already. You can rest in Jesus and trust in Him, because being a real Christian means beginning each day with a profound sense of gratitude that Jesus has offered this gift of grace. A real Christian would never, ever take advantage of a God who loves us so much that He would sacrifice and He gave all that He had. I believe a real Christian obeys Jesus, but it's so critical to clarify why and how. I want to obey out of gratitude for His grace. How about you? My friend, let Christ become the real Christ in your life. because he's never going to leave you or forsake you. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9. Thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.